Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money. But how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Monday, February 6th, and we are here answering your financial questions. And if you have a question, if you have a concern, if you have, I don't want to say bothering you, but you've just been pondering. Because sometimes it's a problem that people will call us with, but sometimes it's actually an opportunity or a gut check kind of moment. And if that is you, any of those situations, why don't you get in touch with us? The easiest way to do that is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. And when you complete the form, there's a little box at the end which says, are you willing to come on the show live? If you say yes, Mark does everything else. Isn't that neat? And by the way, thanks to all of you who have helped make the first couple of weeks of the book sales really great. I appreciate that. If you are interested in learning about the Great Money Reset, just go to the website, jillonmoney.com. Okay, today we are on the line with Myra, who is in Connecticut. Hello, Myra. How are you? How can we help you out today?
Hi, Jill and Mark. I've been pondering one question, so I'm going to get laid off before the end of March. I will get a large severance payment, and I just wanted to see, just to decrease taxes on it, because I plan on getting a job, you know, within a couple of months. Mm-hmm. If I should contribute to my 401k, like the traditional one, so I could lower my income, or should I just continue to do the Roth 401k?
Interesting. Wait a minute. I want to go back a second. So you've already been notified that you'll be getting laid off at the end of the first quarter, at the end of March, right?
Correct. Yes.
And how much do you earn right now?
$165.
Okay. Are you single? Are you partnered? Are you married?
Yes, I'm single. I do have a son. He's 7. And I also have my parents living with me.
Oh, my God. You got a house full. The multi-generational Myra.
Yes.
So for last year, on your $165,000, did you make a retirement plan contribution?
Yes. And last year was my first year that I did the full the Roth 401k.
And you maxed it out.
I maxed it out. Yeah.
Wow. So you've got a 7-year-old, you got your parents. How old are your parents?
So my dad is 75 and my mom is 67.
And you all live in the same house. And who owns the house? Do you own the house
I own the house? I own it. Yeah.
How much is that house worth?
I want to say like between 350 and 400K. I only have like 80K of a mortgage outstanding on it.
Wow. What's the interest rate on the mortgage?
Oh, it's really low. It's like 2.25.
Are you making extra payments on that?
No, I stopped. Like when I started hearing your podcast like a year and a half ago, and I just stopped making extra payments.
Oh, good. Excellent. Okay, wait. I want to do a few more factoids. How old are you?
I am 43.
So your parents live with you in this house that's almost paid off. You make $165,000 before this layoff. How much money do you have set aside? So let's go into a couple of categories. So how much is in the Roth 401k right now?
The Roth 401k only has 30K right now.
Because okay. You just did it last year, basically, right?
I did a little bit the year before,
All right, so what about the traditional?
The traditional is $870K.
Ooh, baby. Any other retirement assets, an IRA somewhere else?
Yes.
Or anything? Yeah,
yes.
What do you got?
I got two Roth IRAs, and they have a combined $17K. And I do have a brokerage account.
How much is in the brokerage account?
Like around $50K.
Do you consider that your emergency reserve, or do you have an extra savings or checking or money market account?
So the safe money, which I call it emergency / new house fund, because I was looking to buy a new bigger house.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 171K in that type, in that fund. 100K of it is in treasuries and 20K is in I bonds. So it's very liquid. So mm-hmm. part of that 171K.
That's great. All right. So let's talk. What is the large severance check that you're due to receive?
It's around $140,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All taxable, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hence your worry about like, yeah. Hello, I am in yeah. a high tax bracket. So when you claim, head of household, is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You sound so sure that you will be able to get another job. Are you really super duper duper sure?
Well, I've been really stressed about it, but I kind of talked to myself not to, but I could get a job easily. It's just probably I won't get it in the same salary. I probably would have to get a pay cut.
Wait a minute. Let's do this for a second. Let's say, what do you think that pay cut would be?
15K lower.
All right. Wait, let's say even lower. Could you, if you made, let's say, $125,000, could you live on that? Can you afford that? Tell us about your cash flow. Like, what's happening?
My monthly expenses, and to be honest with you, I don't really keep track of my expenses, in all honesty. I should.
Fair enough. I got you. Don't worry. No judgment, girl. No judgment.
Yeah. So, but including everything, like even like for vacations, excluding any savings. So mm-hmm. it's around six to 7K a month.
All right. So, well, that's not terrible. I mean, you could basically, if you had to, in other words, look, I'm just a little bit concerned, not about anything you've told me, because you're 43 years old. You've already saved a boatload of money. All right. So you're in great shape. We're going to talk about the kid in a second. I mean, I think there's a part of me that feels like I just want to make sure that we don't overestimate what you can do. Because, you know, maybe the economy is going to be a little bit shakier. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go too crazy. That's, I guess, what I'm saying to you. You know, you're saving a lot of money. But like, if you had to, you could basically break even, pay your bills on, let's say, about $125,000. I'm just doing that sort of a back of the envelope, like your taxes at the federal level, your taxes at the state level. I'm just like lopping off a big chunk. But that should be able, that's pretty comfortable for you. Okay. At 125, you'll do it. You won't save, but it'll be okay. So right now, do you have, besides the mortgage, any other debt that's outstanding?
No, like I pay off credit cards every month. Every time I buy a car, I buy it in cash. So okay. No, nothing.
Great. And what about saving for the 7-year-old? Are you trying to save for college, or are you not really focused on that?
I am, but that's where I think I probably need to do more focus on. Right now, I have $7K in his 529 and then $10K in an I bond that I bought for him.
All right. So are you using the Connecticut Higher Education Trust, the CHET plan?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's say that if you were to end up in a high tax bracket for this year, this one year, because I get what you're saying, that, you know, you would have, even if you just made 125 plus you have the first quarter earning at 165, would you really need to kind of put some more money aside for taxes? I think the answer is yes, because I'm just looking here at the head of household claiming range. It looks to me like you're going to be in the top bracket of 32%, which is $170,000 to $215,000. Do you file with the standard deduction right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that knocks off $20,000. You know, I'm sort of thinking that maybe you should do a pre-tax for this year. Right now for this year, you're choosing the Roth and you're maxing out, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to flip it back to a pre-tax for this year only, by the way. And I want you to try to max it out before you leave, if possible. I don't know if you're really going to be able to do it, but I want to pull a lot of money out. Would they pull your 401k out of your severance or not? Do you know?
I think they would, because it's paid through the payroll. Mm. So I would think it would.
I would just double check with that. If not, I don't know. Like, I'm sort of, I mean, you have cash right now, so you could make it work. It's just that it would make your cash flow really kind of crappy, right? If you were to max out, if $20,000 came out over the next 2 months, you clearly would have to dip into your savings and then replenish it when the severance came. So yes. If you can manage that in your head, if that feels okay to you, then I would do it. The severance comes. Let's presume it was the second case that we have to replenish your savings, right? So let's say that, you know, you needed $25,000, $30,000 out of your safe money. So you get your $140,000. Are they going to pull the taxes out all at once? I hope they do.
They do. Yeah.
Okay, good. So let's say there's $100,000 and you got to replenish your savings for $30,000. So now you have an extra $70,000. In your mind, that extra $70,000, what do you think you want to do with it?
I'm thinking of put maybe $10,000 in the 529, and then the other, just because I've been meaning to buy a bigger house.
You've been meaning? Like, I've been busy on this project. I would have. I mean, okay, wait a second. I want to just talk about the house thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you buy a bigger house, then your expenses are going to go up.
Yeah.
Okay, so my hope would be that we see what happens next before you pull the trigger on a new house. And what I mean by that is maybe you're going to surprise yourself. Maybe you will get a job for $160,000. Maybe you'll be psyched. Maybe it'll be $180,000. I don't know. But I think you should absolutely not buy a new house until you are secure in your next job. Okay. And the reason is your expenses are really low right now on the house itself. It might be small. It might be tight with the parents and the kid. But it's that juicy low 2.25% mortgage rate, which is going to be really tough for you to swallow. Because if your house is worth, say, $350,000 or $400,000 right now, what would you want to buy? What kind of house, and how much would it cost for you to get into a house that you would want? So new house dream. Give me the amount.
That's my problem right now. So right now where I'm at, I could probably see myself buying a house that's worth probably like $750,000, you know, $750,000. Mm-hmm. And that, mm-hmm. and like you said, I am scared of that because that does bring more expenses.
I'm going to say this right now. No, you're not going to buy a new house. Do you hate me for that? What can we do to your house right now to make it more livable?
The problem is, you know, to be honest with you, I love this little house. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I'll cry if I sell it. But the problem is, it's more like, it's not really in a good neighborhood. So but I only care more for my son. Like, I want to get him to like a nice neighborhood so he can have more friends, mm-hmm. you know, basically that's it, you know, for my son, he can have playmate, you know, play dates over.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. He's going to have to suck it up for a year. And that's very easy for me to say, cause I'm not a parent, but here's why. What's most important to me is that we secure your financial life right now. You're in this big, huge transition. Huge, okay? And until we know where you land, taking on another transition of a larger home with a larger mortgage, and like signing up for that puts all of you at risk. And so what I would be very careful about is, I know that in your heart, that is what you want. I know that intellectually it's going to be better for your kid in the long run, but can we make this decision in a year or 18 months? A couple of things will happen between now and then. One is, we'll know what your job is. Two, we'll have a better sense of what the real housing market looks like. Because I got to tell you something, if you get a $500,000 mortgage, it's not going to be at 2.25%. Okay. And it's going to be at, like, right now, let's say it's at 6%, or even in a year, let's say it's at 5%, even 4.5%. That's a big payment change for you. And if you have a job where you had to sort of suck it up, and we go into a much deeper recession than anyone anticipates, and you just say, you know what, I'm going to take a job, I don't care, you're going to be happy you had these low expenses. And if you can wait a year, 18 months, we're going to have a lot more information. And I will invite you to come back, I promise. But for you, in that extra $70,000 that you have that's built up, what I would say is the $10,000 in the 529 plan, and you can add the other 60. You can add, you know, you're going to, because remember what I'm saying to you is whatever it is to like keep that safe money, new house fund. If you can keep that at, let's call it 170, 200, whatever, let's call it 200. The rest of the money you can sort of set aside until you see what happens. I mean, you might have, for all I know, you'll have, if you had $250,000 saved up and everything goes great for you, then yeah, maybe we can look at the house. But I wouldn't do that right now. I really wouldn't, because I feel like, you know, you're in a better neighborhood and then you lose your job and then you lose your house and then you're back in the neighborhood you don't want to be in.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You're not going to lose your house. But I didn't mean to scare the crap out of you. I really don't. But I just, you get what I'm saying, right?
Yes. And that has been my fear always on that, buying a larger house with a bigger mortgage. That's always been my fear.
But you know what? You really might be able to do it. I just don't know where you land on the other side of this job is going to help give us a lot of guidance. And we don't have that yet. So if you can keep, you know, if you can sort of be like, I can be okay, then I think you're going to be well served by that. I really do. Can you live with it?
Yes, I think I can. I think I can. Yes.
That's great. I think I can. I think I can. You are the little engine that could. Okay. Question for you. Do you have your estate documents done?
Yes. I have a will, I have the guardianship. I have term life insurance. So I think, should I got a 30-year individual one for $750K.
Yep.
When my son was born.
Yep.
So it's 7 years in. Like, should I replenish it again? Like,
No. You're in good shape. You're good. You're absolutely, I wouldn't do a thing with it. Truly. You'll be in good shape. And, you know, listen, I think if you can show a little bit of patience right now, this is being smart and opportunistic, really. Otherwise, I don't want to see you get into a funky situation where you're like, oh, how'd I get here? We can avoid this. We can really, really avoid this. So, if you're cool with that, then I'm going to invite Mark. She goes right to the head of the queue when in a year from now, when she comes back on, she goes, it's Myra. I'm making 225. I want my new house. Let's make it happen. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I think you're in good shape. You really have done an amazing job. Single parent, rocking and rolling. Give us a holler when you know what the next job is. Okay.
Thank you so much. I you guys are like the celebrities of mine, you know, lately. So I'm very happy.
You got to expand your, you really have to expand your circle a little bit of where you're celebrities. We're just regular people like you. All right. Thank you very much for listening and thanks for getting in touch with us. So if you are like Myra and there's a lot of change in your life, usually these changes come with, you know, sort of the job situation. Why don't you get in touch with us? All you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. Don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter and check out all the cool content that Mark and Karen are popping on the web all the time. So, you know what else is there, of course, is the book, The Great Money Reset. I encourage you to buy a copy for you and maybe a loved one, or maybe a not so loved one, but someone who's got to maybe think about resetting their financial life or their real life. Either way, it would be great. Excellent. All right. Great way to start the week. Thanks, everybody. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.